is shouting time. God looked down on earth itself, which he created, and all that exists he created. And as God looked down upon us, he said, I'm going to come down one day. That day happened about 2,000 years ago. But my creation will be blessed because they're my creation. Now, if you will look through the Old Testament and through our New Testament, which we are called New Testament Christians. Christians are from the New Testament. That's focusing on when Christ came. This is what he said, focusing on all the fulfillment. And it would be fulfilled with ultimate love. And the Lord says, I am that ultimate love. I'm coming down to you as my son. Well, here's something I want you to pay close attention to. As God would speak throughout what we call our Old Testament to the prophets and all, the scripture says he spoke in many different ways. You remember the still, small voice. You remember that when God would deliver a nation, and that he would come into the heart for the power of the leaders of Israel. And he was talking strictly to his people, to his servants. Jesus comes along. Now I want you to remember, there was no yelling by God. There was no shouting that you will find by God. He said, it's coming. Shouting days are coming. And so we step right into our New Testament, the coming of Christ. And Christ was prophesied that as he came, he would preach through love. That's the love of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And we will receive the full power of all three personalities of God. Isn't that something? But here's something else pay attention to. We were told, and the New Testament bears out, that Jesus, the Son of God, would not cry out. He would not shout during his beating and all. He would not cry out, no matter what he went through. You see, he came as a suffering servant. And as that servant, God said, there will be not one bone broken in my son's body, but he will not cry out. Meaning he would not say, my father's going to get you later. He would not shout at them that, you know, all things you're doing to me, you're going to burn. He did not do that. Because he came to suffer and to die on that cross for all humanity. And he was wanting to let us know, I got this. There's not an action hero you can even dream of that's as great as our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He refused to even cry out. When he looked at man, he never yelled. He never cried out. Boy, when he was in the temple, kicking it over, doing all of that, and he said, my father said, and this is supposed to be a house of prayer, but you have turned it into a gang of thieves. And he kicked over the tables and he used the whip. Was he subtle with them? He was sincere. He goes to the cross without a shout. Can you imagine the pain? You know, I'll always remember when in the Marine Corps, when any of us who served in any branch, and we would go through prisoner of war training, and we were given a name, rank, and service number. date of birth. But we were talking, we were not to tell them anything else. I'd already made up my mind. I didn't know anything to tell them anyway. And when the torching starts, I'm going to yell and scream. And I don't care what they're doing. You know, what do you know? I'll tell you everything I know. I didn't know anything. I knew that we were sent to protect the innocent. I just couldn't tell which ones were innocent and which ones weren't, as any of us. All of this I wanted to bring you for the full key of his shouting time. You see, as Jesus comes in, he loves, he lifts up, he nourishes, he'll feed them if they're hungry. Because he said, that's what I've come for. Now, God says, I'm coming back. I'm coming back. Amen. And I want you to pay attention to how I am coming back. I'm coming back with power. I'm coming back with my shout. Now, you're going to see in this scripture that I have there for you, it is Jesus who is shouting. Yes, see, the angels are blowing a trumpet, and you've got the shout of the archangels, but no, listen. Jesus said, I'm coming with great power and great glory, and the glory is going to fall on all my church, and I'm going to touch the heart, and I'm going to reveal myself to each individual that I am the Lord thy God. I love you. You belong to me. Come on home. Amen. Power of Almighty God. Because you see, the next phase, the end of the age, it's a shouting time. It is the time when we pay attention to the power of Almighty God, to the love of Almighty God, and stop allowing the world to be our God and controller, to stand strong and true. Jesus was on his way to Israel last week. Going to march into Israel, realizing he's going to the cross. Well, on the Jericho Road, ought to be a song on that, Brother Brandon. On the Jericho Road, there was a blind man sitting by the roadside. His name was Bartimaeus. He was sitting by the roadside. And as he was looking and listening, realizing how blind he was, someone said, Jesus is coming. Now, I can picture Bartimaeus saying, I might be blind, but I can hear. And when I hear Jesus is coming, I know I will be able to see. Oh, folks, there's an insight that God is giving to us within our eternal being. Says, I want you to look. I want you to understand that everything I've told you, all that you will read in the Holy Scriptures, I have fulfilled and I will fulfill. So he said, pay attention. Well, here's Bartimaeus on that road. The story's in Mark 10. 46 through 52. When Bartimaeus, when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout. Now, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Now, you had a lot of those proud and proper folks that were around there. And those proud and popular folks, those individuals who knew it all, you'll always find that in every generation. I know it all, and if you don't close on Sunday, you're going to hell. I have no idea where these people get some of this scripture. Many rebuked him. This is Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus is out. Son of David, recognizing Jesus as the Messiah. Son of David, have mercy on me. Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet. Yeah, really, what was they going to do, blind him? Bartimaeus needed help, and he recognized that Jesus, the Son of God, was walking down the road. What would you do? Would you really listen to the crowd around you? Now, you got to be prim and proper now. Don't be doing it. You need to put in 3 days in advance so you can go talk to Jesus. And we'll see if we can work it out. There were power peddlers right there, folks. Well, we'll talk to Jesus for you, and you can thank me for that. No, I'm not going to thank any man. I know Jesus is Lord and Savior of my life. Why would I need to go through anybody? He died for me like he died for you. Now listen, as many rebuked him, told him to be quiet when they did that, but he shouted all the more. Woo! He reached right up there on that shout. Yeah, I'll show you what quiet is. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Verse 49, Jesus stopped. Hey, don't you like that? Jesus stopped. Why? He wasn't stopping for all the others. He was on the Jericho Road. He was going for the last week in that physical human body to Jerusalem. But the scripture said when he heard Bartimaeus shouting, Jesus stopped. Do we not cry out from within us, Lord, have mercy on me? For within my heart, within my spirit, I have failed you, Father. I have not done what you have called me to do. I have backed away because of the world. I love the world more than I've shown love to you. Forgive me, Father, for I hurt. All the way to the depth of who I am, my spirit. I'm dying here, Lord. Have mercy. Do you know? He always does. There's a story in the scripture about Joshua. Here Joshua is. Joshua knew something was going on. Something was wrong. He knew sin was the camp. So here's what Joshua does. He knew that Aden had stolen stuff. Anyway, and he had it in his tent. That was his captain. And as he's taken that and hid it in his tent, and God had told them, don't do this. Do not take from the idols. But he did. The captain did. And hid it. Well, Joshua gets on his knees, and Joshua starts praying. And praying, and praying. Do you know what God said to him? Joshua, get up. Shut up. You prayed long enough. You know exactly what's wrong. Now you're just using words, Joshua. Read it. Get up, Joshua, and take care of business. My business. Joshua got up, and he took care of business. God says that to our church today and to all the Christian churches throughout the world. It's time to take care of business. It is time to get off your knees and start walking your talk. It's time to cease your silence because you don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. I had much rather hurt your feelings and see you in heaven than to tell you a lie that will lead you away from our Lord. And the Lord says, pay attention. Jesus stopped and he said, call him. Hey, if you heard Jesus after he stopped, You're sitting over here yelling, and you hear Jesus say, call him. Gonna put a smile on your face, isn't it? Jesus stopped for me. I'm a nobody. I'm a blind beggar by the name of Bartimaeus. Right along the roadside of Jericho. Most of the time people walk by him and wouldn't even recognize me. But the Son of God has come. And the Son of God is the power that I've been looking for to make it through this life. And Jesus called him. Reckon Bartimaeus was just a little louder than all the other voices? I think so. Christians, the Christians of America today have been so silent that we see our nation crumbling, our families destroyed, our churches closing their door. Well, you know, we just don't want to rock the boat. The Lord said, sink it. That's a paraphrase from your pastor. But listen, he jumped to his feet. He might be blind, but see, he wasn't lame. Bartimaeus was blind. And Jesus said, call him. And the scripture said, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. Woo! He jumped to his feet and he came to Jesus. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked him. The blind man said, Rabbi, I want to see. Go, said Jesus. Your faith has healed you. Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. We cry that. We cried it out to accept Jesus. We didn't have to cry it out to accept him because Jesus says, I will hear every range of noise from your spirit. Still small voice to a slower whisper. God says, I will hear you. And when you call on me, I will heal you. I will touch you. Through all those generations, all the 7,000 years, we have witnessed God touching hearts so quiet. When I accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of my life, I've told many of you that story. But I knew I was heaven bound. At around 8 years old, I knew that. Well, how did you know it? I don't know. Have you ever noticed that within you, you just know something and somebody says, how do you know? How are you going to explain to anybody of the world that Jesus has talked to you? I was in business, in the carpet business, when God called me to the ministry. One of my partners, good friends, both of them. One of my partners was telling someone, I don't know, Larry said he had a call, and I didn't even hear the phone ring. You see, folks, you and I need to make certain that as we're sharing with one another, we share in a way that will show the world we love them. And in a way, more importantly, show the world that God loves them more than we do. I cannot do that if my tongue is muzzled by laws of the land. I'd much rather go to jail for shouting and glorifying God than to stand before my Lord when he had given me the ability and the voice to do it, and I failed. I failed long enough. Failing does not make you a failure. It's just a time period when you get up off your knees. Like God told Joshua, good gracious. You know, can you imagine when God comes and touches the great man Joshua and said, Joshua, you prayed long enough. Many people will say, I'm in prayer over this. Sadly, many are use that as a way not to do something. Well, you know, the Lord hadn't told me to do it. Really? When I was called by God, when I was saved through the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ, it was automatically a call to say something. I didn't have to pray about whether or not that I would glorify God. I didn't have to ask Jesus, "Jesus, should I witness for you?" I didn't need to waste my time with that. The Lord called me the day He said, "I accept you as Lord and Savior." Your Lord, your Savior, you belong to me. Now open your mouth, because the days are drawing to a close. The age is coming to an end. Jesus ushered in the end time, the beginning, and Jesus will come again at the end of the age. We call it the second coming. Bartimaeus got up and he followed Jesus. Boy, that's something, isn't it? I mean, Lord, I've accepted Jesus. My family are all Christians. I think I'll just sit here. Yeah, you want to go blind again, Bartimaeus? Nope, I think I'll walk with Jesus. I think I'll do something. I think I'll just stand up and proclaim God's message in the way that He's called me to proclaim His message. Not a message that just makes people comfortable. The next point, which is the last. I think the day of the Lord is at hand. I want you to hear that loud and clear. The day of the Lord is at hand. The end of the age is upon us. The end of the age is right before us. And at that point, I want you to know something, world. Though you refuse to bow a knee to our Savior through your whole life and mock Christianity, all will hear the shout of the risen Savior. The shout, the loudness. Oh, the heavens will roar. Woo! Lord said, "You want a good show, I'm going to give you one. Watch the stars." Do you know that all of creation is going to glorify Jesus on His second coming? Do you know the only ones that will hold out are God's most precious, His children. Those that He offered love to through believing in Him. I love you. I don't want you going to a place called hell. I will come and I'll take that hell for you. I will conquer hell for you. You don't have to go there. People, it is hard. Hard to go to hell. Jesus said, "Call on me and you'll be with me." You got to work to go to hell. You've got to put up a red flag against every word of Almighty God. You have to reject the powerful voice inside of you shouting, "Larry Pete, wake up!" Too long, our congregations and our pastors have been in a coma. We're living on life support. Oh, Lord, now just bless me and my family. How can you and your family be blessed if the blessing from your heart does not extend to those who are still out there? God's given us blessing after blessing after blessing. Folks, the United States of America has it made. And we got to work to destroy it. So what's going on? People are working to destroy it. And it's time. God's army stands up. You shut up long enough. We've been silent long enough. If you continue to preach that way, you'll go to jail. I am a prison and jail chaplain. I've been in prison and jail for almost 40 years. I can handle it. But revival will continue. The Lord said, I'll put revival in your heart. But all will hear this. Listen, 1 Thessalonians 4:16-18. For the Lord himself, you've got this. Pay attention. You've watched always in the past. You will see the archangels bringing the message. You will hear the shouts from the angels or from the voices of John the Baptist and others. This time, for the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout. That commanding shout means you're going to hear it. You cannot put enough cotton in your ears not to hear the commanding shout from Jesus. You're going to hear it with the voice of the archangel. Commanding shout from Jesus, the archangel's voice. Woo! You talk about we better be singing over in glory land. And with the trumpet call of God. Do you all see anything in there about something's going to be sort of held down? Do you ever come up to a red light nowadays and your whole vehicle is vibrating from the radio, whatever it is, and the car's beside of you? I mean, you're sitting there shaking. And I'm worried about the kids because they're not going to hear anything pretty soon. But the Lord says, I'm going to vibrate you, Larry. The true shout is a coming. It's a commanding shout with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God. Then he says, first, the Christians who have died will rise from their graves. Then, this is what we call the rapture. Then, together with them, we who are still alive and remain on earth will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Then we will be with the Lord forever. Now listen to verse 18. So encourage each other with these words. What do we do? Where's the encouragement? Our nation is collapsing. Okay, you prayed long enough. Shut up and get up. If you know that wrong is being done, why don't you get up, get on your feet, listen to the Holy Spirit, and go to the ballot box? Huh? Do you know God takes his love so seriously? All the babies, 3,000 a day plus, are aborted. The cry of those little hearts reach in heaven. And the Lord says, encourage one another, because I'm getting ready to put a stop to all of it. I'm coming. You see, I know the end of all that suffering of children is coming and is close. And God would look down, and for those who would even mislead a child, he said, you're in big trouble. I know the God is looking to the hearts of his warriors, those with a voice, those who are ready and willing to finally stand up and to proclaim, thus saith the Lord thy God. God has blessed us mightily. What are we going to do with his blessings? What are we going to do with his blessings? Well, I just want to thank the Lord for saving everybody in my family, and everybody in my family is taken care of. And all the other people out there that don't see life like we do, you're going to hell anyway, so we're just not going to mess with you. Man, that's a religious attitude. That's nothing to do with Christianity. Christianity is a relationship with Jesus Christ. I never have been religious. Couldn't handle it. I've never been a politician because that's a religion. Bad one. God says, listen, I love you. Does your heart stir with wanting to shout knowing about the answer to eternal life? Does it see more power than when you're watching Kentucky or when you're watching Louisville? Oh, man, we can really stand up there. Well, we'll get in a fight with each other over a basketball game or anything else. We'll show our children what sportsmanship is. Take off your helmets and beat each other to death. You see, we get excited over the world, and the world is not going to be here. Got a new one coming. Woo! Have you all been listening and paying attention to the latest scientific discoveries? They have just discovered Planet 9. Isn't that amazing? I got news for them. God said there's no end. And we say, hey, but we've really reached out there. That's great. All you're doing is proving that God's still God. And then the other one that they found that's similar to Earth. Well, who'd have thought it? I mean, in this vast universes, you really think that God created more than just us? Oh, yes. And folks, the Lord is not going to ask me if I'm a Baptist. I guarantee you he ain't going to ask me that one. I'm a Christian. I serve a risen Savior. And your pastor has been quiet long enough. You pray for your pastor. You pray for one another. Because the Lord said, you think that preacher of yours is half nuts now? You wait till you hear my shout. We're going to be shouting going up, Randy.
Amen.
We're going to get to shouting. Because God said, I gave you the answer. My son. My son. God looks to you. He looks to our heart. He's touching the children. He looks to the depth of who you are, who I am. He sees the calling that he has placed within. Because you see, he looks to the depth of his close friends. It is Jesus who captures the mind and the spirit. It is Jesus who gives it all. His love, his blood, his voice. And he says, don't think beforehand of what you will say. Because I will give you the words on that day. The words I'll proclaim within your heart loud and clear. I'm coming. Time is near. Watch and wait. Be careful what you say. Get on your knees and pray. But when I give you that voice, don't you dare sit still. Because you've been blessed with the call of following God's will. And he looks to who you really are and sees deep down within. And he said, I came for you. I died for your sin. And God looks and he sees his church. He sees the evil. He sees the broken. He sees the worst. But in the heart that he has given, I brought you love. For my son has risen. He's raised for new life to lift you up. Don't hide from the fight. The world's not that tough. I am with you. I'll speak loud and clear. You belong to me. And my coming is near. Let's pray. Father, whew, Lord, Touch our heart. Give us the strength. Each one of your children, Father, we cry out. Cry for the hurt that we feel inside of those loved ones we have who still refuse to give their all to you. We hurt, Father, so bad for a world that has turned their back on your truth. But Father, forgive us as your church. We realize we have failed you now, Father, for we have taken better care of our own than we have of your own. Give us the touch, the power, the voice to storm hell and to reach and grab all we can before they go through that gate. You have given us that power, Father. Now give us the holy boldness to use it. For we ask and beg in Jesus' name. Amen.